What is going on? Welcome one and all to WHM Mailbag. I almost said on screen live because it's on screen live's date and time, but we're doing a mailbag. Yeah. My name is Andrew Drupin, and I'm here alongside Chris Cabot and Eric Siska. Steve Sadek on a plane going straight into the Bermuda Triangle, I think.
Yeah.
You know. He's got to deal with some tentacle monster. I'm glad I don't have to deal with it, to be perfectly honest. I've already had to deal with two of those this year. I'm not going for thirds.
He's fighting the tentacle monster from the Atomic Monster opening logo.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say from adult film.
Oh,
adult
cartoon, right?
Oh, ninja, like a Ninja Scroll type. Squid-tastic.
Yes.
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
Because this is an odd hour for the mailbag, odds are most of you are listening to this after the fact or watching it after the fact. But hey, welcome into the chat, people who are watching live. Infinity Vias, maybe? Let's go with that.
Sure.
Nico Art, Busiris is in the house. Leisha Oliver, 9298. Designia, hello. Oblomoff, 81. Yes. Sam Neill, RIP, indeed.
Absolutely.
That sucked.
Really a bummer.
A loss.
By the way, the one above that, Andrew, I'm hoping for vomit stories, someone said in the chat. I'm hoping there's some puke play today, because that'll be fun. Chris, you assembled these.
I can confirm. I can confirm there is vomit.
There is vomit.
Oh,
there is vomit, for sure. Right off the bat, I was
glad we got the thumbs up on the vomit. Also,
stay tuned for the vomit, folks.
Rest in peace, Sam Neill. Rest in piss, Lady G.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that person. Straight to hell where they are right now. Mm-hmm. Shaking hands with the devil and trying to get the devil to start a war.
Sam Neill is riding a dinosaur attacking them right now.
Please, go forth, Sam Neill ghost, and kill them all. I don't know if the Mitch McConnell ghost is there yet. I've heard conflicting reports.
Dude, I saw that photograph, that proof of life photograph, and I'm sorry. It looks photoshopped. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
He's holding a newspaper from today. Like, it's not even, like, fold out, like, hey, look, it's today. Say, they're trying to leave Easter eggs in that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a preview for, like, every political death that's going to happen in the rest of my lifetime.
Yeah.
Any major political death for the rest of my life.
If seats matter. Matters involved
and
with it, yeah.
It always seems like seats matter. It's very rare these days when we're like, oh, no, we don't have to worry about any of that shit.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, fuck that guy and fuck a whole lot of them that I hope follow suit with him soon enough. But we are here to read your letters that you have written into the mailbag here. I'm going to get us going. We got a few to get to. I'm very excited for this. There's a wealth of emails to read, and Steve's going to be sorry that he's missing it. But here we go. The Friendsgiving in Moscow. Uh-oh. What's up, WHM gang? I know you guys have an affinity for shit and vomit stories, so here's my own story to throw in the mailbag. Absolutely.
Hell
just
yes.
Right
I'm
out the gate.
So excited. Thank you.
Right out the gate. A few years back, my wife and I went to our close friend's birthday party. This was in November, right around Thanksgiving. This detail matters, they say.
Okay.
We arrive around 4 p.m., do the hellos, and immediately get to drinking. I like this already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like where it's going to go, obviously,
right.
but
yeah.
I do like the, you get to a social situation, immediately there's a cocktail, there's a beer.
Nice.
Sign of a good host.
Class.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah.
I'd eaten basically nothing that entire day. Here's where the bad idea starts. And came to the party hungry on purpose, since it was meant to be like a Friendsgiving.
But also, you don't want to be the friend at the giving that's like a pig that's eating everything.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, Andrew, save some for the rest of us. You don't want to hear that.
I wouldn't mind it. You know, you're supposed to pig out during the Friendsgiving, so I understand the thought process. But really, going a whole day without eating, get like some saltines in you at the very least, a banana in the morning.
You need a base. Helps. You need a base.
Yeah, yeah, something. Exactly. Just a little bit.
Let's see. At this point, none of the main food was really close to being ready. We start with a birthday shot or two and move to the main course of drinks, a drink dispenser that you'd normally use for lemonade that had cranberry juice, cranberries, rosemary, and most importantly, two Costco-sized bottles of vodka dumped in.
Nice.
Oh, man, that fucking Kirkland vodka.
Jeez, you know, that's not real vodka. They're like making that from, it's like old shoes that have been distilled into vodka, not potatoes.
That's what happens after a cartoon has gone through the dip, and then you put that through like a potato pouch, and that's what comes out.
I thought old shoes was part of vodka's whole recipe. I thought that was always a thing that we, you know, but stanky shoes.
It depends upon where you're getting it.
Yeah, well, certain brands. Maybe
not Tito's.
No, that's Absolute.
That's good. Yeah.
Who is it that had the fully AI commercial with their robots? Was that
Svedka?
Yeah. Svedka. Yeah. Yeah,
that's shoes. That's boogers.
Svedka's shoes.
And boogers, too.
And farts. A little bit of
farts
as well.
On the top.
Smell.
You get a smoked cocktail, and those are always fun. They bring it out.
Oh, right. Yeah, you open it up. They do a punch in the face with a fart.
They do with farts.
Oh, yeah.
Needs more fart. Okay. The idea was to use this mix to have a Moscow Mule, which we topped with a tiny amount of ginger beer. After two of those Moscow Mules and probably more shots that I don't remember, the food was ready. Now, it's been around an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm feeling rather wasted already. I sat on my friend's stairs for a few minutes with my plate swaying back and forth.
That's not good. When you, I know the friend stare move, and like you got to get away from all the people.
You're away from
yourself.
The table. Yep.
All right. If you're doing this early, that's not a good sign. I would be starting to look for reasons that you have to leave and an emergency
you
has
should,
popped up.
You
broccoli.
Should be looking for bags or containers that will not be missed.
Also,
unable to eat or even remotely hold a conversation, this person says. My friend and my wife asked if I wanted to go sit in another room. So now you're attracting attention.
Please, yes, please.
Yeah, others chill out tent.
Yeah. Others are noticing now. Okay, let's see. Which I did for at most 2 minutes before stumbling outside onto the front lawn, face down, ass up, and proceeded to vomit all over my friend's lawn.
Whoa.
Of course. You know what? Responsibility. I love to see this. That's an easy place to spray down. Yeah. People are not necessarily going to be like, oh, is that vomit in there? I got to double check. No, they'll let it go.
That's a perfect place to vomit because then you're also feeding the woodland creatures.
Exactly.
And squirrels will eat your puke.
The raccoons will help you out there, you know, clean up some of that.
All of Bambi's friends.
I laid there for over an hour in drunken agony while the other partygoers tried to find a way for me to get back inside. This fucking rocks.
Just to get a rope around his leg and pull him in, like one person after the other. Just
it's a new Friendsgiving tradition. Tuggo drunk. Yeah. Okay, it's worth mentioning this party was also.
Yeah.
Oh, no fucking way. It's worth mentioning this party was also The Office themed.
No.
And I dressed up as Facebook Jim.
I do not know what this means.
No, me neither.
Is everybody, Andrew, you seem to know the most about The Office.
I couldn't tell you. No.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Anyone in the chat, do you remember this from that TV show? We don't know it, so...
People younger than us rewatch The Office the way people our age rewatch Seinfeld, so it could be out there. Someone could have the answer.
Please. Yeah, because I'm a British The Office guy. I watched all of that. I really loved it. I have only watched a little bit of... My mom's a big fan of The American Office, so I've only seen little episodes here and there from when
I found The Office to be demoralizing. I couldn't watch it because you spend all day in a place like that, and you go home and watch it?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I should have just read the next sentence. So, yes, in an office-type outfit with book written on my face.
Well,
I laid on my friend's lawn in a sea of my own vomit. After some time, my friend's grandma showed up, who is 90 years old and a bit traditional.
Hold on a second. You're not supposed to be, and this is on the host, right? You're not supposed to be handing out shots, making 50 Moscow mules if you know granny's riding in.
Dude, total. Unless Meemaw's down to party, but we're told here she's a bit traditional.
Yeah, and I don't know. Traditional, being a raging alcoholic in America, that might be tradition.
That's true.
That might be it. That might be true.
We had a couple of those traditions in my family. let's see. My friend had to expertly guide her into the house in such a way where she wouldn't see a drunken Facebook idiot passed out on the grass.
How? Did you make him invisible? Did you put the Harry Potter cloak on?
Oh, dude. Hey, Meemaw, we're going to blindfold you because we want you to see the centerpiece. We want it to be a surprise. So blindfold, come into the house, Meemaw.
In from the back. How about that? Just get a little bit. You don't got to see the front lawn. It's all messy. We'll take care of it tomorrow.
The stairs are slippery.
You said grandma in the back? Oh, back of the house. Yeah. Okay.
Back of the house. Not her asshole. No.
I told you I'm a bit traditional, but not all the way traditional.
That's right. I like anal.
Yes. Third input is my tradition.
Oh, God.
Plug it in.
I couldn't get up on my own accord, and I'm a taller guy, so the next two biggest people at the party had to carry my dead weight into the house and onto a couch. Mind you, gross. I'm passed out at the drunkest I've ever been, and it's not even 8 p.m.
Oh, God.
I slept another hour before waking up at 9 and continuing to party again after.
Dude. God. Okay, I guess, yes. Rally.
Legend.
Sure,
you did it.
Varsity Blues. Way to go.
Yes, all of the friends never let me live that one down. My wife also had the liberty of calling my work to tell them I might not make it to work tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. for drinking too much, which I still fucking went to, they say.
But you know, also, oh, you know, he's really under the weather tonight. He's got a little light fever. We'll see how he is tomorrow. Don't be calling the office saying he's drunk.
No.
Precisely, no. Dude.
Probably not a smart move. Also, if you're at the right kind of office, if you have a decent job, what will happen is you can go in that hungover state and somebody, likely a nicer than usual boss, will be like, go home.
Yeah.
I cannot stand looking at this.
I can smell it on you. Yep.
So please just go home and take a day. It's worth it for me.
let's see. So they say, I hope you all enjoy this embarrassing but hilarious tale of why you don't put two Costco bottles of vodka and a small drink dispenser. Thank you for all the amazing content on all platforms. And I'm looking forward to the next live show in their city. Josh from the Bay Area.
Whoa. Well, you know, Californians love Las Vegas. They love going to Las Vegas. So I count Las Vegas as your city as well. And we are doing a few shows in Las Vegas and just a few short weeks away. Yes. STLV, the 60th anniversary of the Star Trek convention and the 10th anniversary of our sideshow, The Nexus. We are doing three shows.
Three
at the Rio Hotel and Casino Resort. We might be beaten with bats in a field after this.
Aluminum bats, the real hard hitter ones. So
this is exciting. Thursday, August 6th at 7:30 p.m. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Friday, August 7th at 10:30 p.m. Star Trek Generations. That's going to be a filthy show.
Tell us we can't go on until 10:30 p.m. Guess what's getting real disgusting real fast.
We are hiring someone to do bleeps for us. There's going to be someone on the stage. When we start saying something we shouldn't say, they will be doing a beep.
That show is going to turn your hair white. And then Saturday, August 8th at 7:30, Star Trek First Contact, which I believe 30th anniversary of that movie as well.
That's right. That is right. That's happening at this convention. The rad thing is you don't need to be attending this convention, so you don't need convention passes or whatever. You can just buy tickets to this and go to the Rio, and they will direct you to the shows. And if you are attending the con, you know, let's hang out. Come see us. Yes, you know, please. Especially that 10:30 show. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, Josh.
You guys sleep?
Josh, I will see you there, and you'll have book written on your face, I hope.
I hope so.
All right, Mr. Siska, you have the next one here. Great subject line on this
one. Oh, my God. What the hell is this? The social habits of the earthbound sex mom.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Now, fans who don't know, Sex Mom is something created from our Melrose 210 episode where Billy Campbell, played by Andrew Hsu, you see, mm-hmm. he doesn't really want just like a partner in life and a girlfriend. He wants a mom type figure to do all his chores for him, who he can also have sex with, hence yes. Sex Mom.
It needed sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if this email is still active or if you.
It is.
Or if it was, it's so great when we get those, right? Like people are like, is this show yeah. still happening?
Hey, are you dead?
Yeah. No. We're
or here. If you're even soliciting for the mailbag stories at the moment, we're always soliciting.
Always.
Okay.
Always yes. get as whenever you are in the mood to type out one of your more embarrassing stories, throw it on over here, including if you've just drank two Kirkland vodka bottles and are just on the, if you're just laying there with your ass up in the lawn, just type out a nice quick email.
Yes, we are always soliciting, but not in Las Vegas, because I'm not going to fall for that, officer.
No, they always try.
But I had to send this one off before it escaped my memory.
Mm.
On Friday night, my wife and I were at a wine tasting for a fun date night.
Fuck yeah.
There were about 10 other couples at the event, all strangers to us. This sounds like it could be a hot little thing.
Yeah. And then they took out the fishbowl, mm-hmm. and we all started putting yes. car keys in.
Why don't you taste...
I mean, if Sigourney Weaver's there, I wouldn't
Why
mind.
Don't you taste my wine now, right? And that's like, I don't know what that even means. A couple in their...
A lot of spitting. Sorry.
Yeah. A couple in their 40s sat down at our table, and we chatted off and on over the next couple hours. The man wow. looked a little younger than the woman and had a slightly childish look about him. His mannerisms, voice, and word selection were slightly childish as well. I wonder what that means. He's talking about the Ninja Turtles at dinner?
No, I mean, because that's me at dinner. I don't know. Yeah.
And then Donatello, you see, he fixes the machine so that the Rat King cannot take Michelangelo a second time.
My wife suspected he might be on the spectrum. Okay, I didn't know that. I'm reading. This is the first time I'm being presented with this information.
Yes.
The woman was a typical mother in her 40s, very nice and conversational, but looked a little tired. They had very young children, and I figured out that was exhaustion. Well, as I overheard more of their conversation and the way they spoke to each other, I realized there was more at play here.
Uh-oh.
This was a sex mom in the wild.
Oh, shit. Oh,
no. She spoke to her husband as if he was a child, and he spoke to her as a young boy would speak to his mother.
What?
Where's my wine milk? Mommy, where's my wine milk? I need it now.
I made boom boom. Fix. What?
Wipe yes. it up.
The conversation between the two never got too weird, but just general discussion about the wine and cheese we were tasting. Little boys shouldn't be drinking wine and having cheese.
No, totally.
I hope
not the fancy.
I
cheese,
hope he got a spanking least. When he got home.
Oh, I'm
that
sure.
might
That's
be part
of
the whole. Yeah,
yeah, act. I would think so. I mean, if it's not only give a kid like this or a man like this, I don't know how old this person is. American cheese. Do not be trying to get the funky dude. Stuff in with someone like this. That's not.
Imagine you go
work.
To a wine tasting and they're like ripping out the Kraft singles.
Oh, dude. Oh, it's okay. I brought my own cheese.
Just different kinds of ways of folding it. They put like ball it up in one. They're like, oh, this is different ways to eat your American.
Oh, brought delicious. To the wine tasting, tucked in a fanny pack. By the way, that's oh, no. This is my fanny pack cheese.
That's all there is to this story, but thanks to the Lord's work you're doing, thank you. We do work for the Lord. Each and every yeah. month on Melrose 210, I was able to recognize a worrying trend hiding in plain sight, John in Louisville. So thank you, John.
Thank you,
That's
John.
Awesome. You know what though? I gotta know. You gotta give some quotes, just some little
more
snippets
memories,
of what.
Yes. You really got to dig in.
What
there.
Made you realize, oh, this is a sex mom situation? Like, was he talking about, like oh, this Malbec's got a nice body to it? By the way, did you fold my laundry?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, or.
And for the uninitiated, Melrose 210, I think you alluded to it earlier, Andrew, is our sideshow where we talk about 90210 and Melrose Place back to back. It's a lot of fun. And thank you again, John, in Louisville. And Louisville, pretty close to Las Vegas in my book. I will see.
Can I see that book? Where is that book?
We're going to discuss maps later in the show, I think. But yeah, just another reminder again of our trek to Las Vegas happening in just a few weeks, a little under a month.
John, I would say ask, as long as it's not too embarrassing, ask your wife what she remembers of this and see, get back to me about what exactly she remembers from this encounter, because I bet you there's more in there. If this was a real sex mom, there had to be real evidence and real quotes, and I bet you can get a little bit more, and we will be happy to.
I love this idea, Chris. I think everyone should do this for mailbags. Get another perspective in here. I want this to be like Rashomon, where it's like,
ooh, yeah. Yes.
It's like you see the puke happening from different angles and perspectives.
Yes, now here's the partner's response of watching the puking on the lawn. Yeah. By the way, the puking on the lawn story, I forgot to mention it, but we one time, Chelsea and I and two of our friends drove up to Boston to go to what we were told was a Friendsgiving situation.
Sure.
So we brought like wine and I think some sort of like a bread or something. I don't remember. I don't think anyone cooked. Maybe someone cooked. There was something that was food was being brought. Right.
Okay.
We get to this apartment and these friends of ours, like one friend that we knew from Purchase and her boyfriend. And we get to this apartment and it's just a raging fucking party.
Really?
With tons of people. Wow. And we genuinely, like, we walked in and it was like, here's some wine. And we're, like, dressed for, like, a Friendsgiving kind of thing. And it's just a rager fucking party.
Oh,
and we wound up having a total blast. But it was the funniest, like, hey, man, you can't call it a Friendsgiving if it's just a raging party.
Right.
Because that sends mixed signals. But
or at the very least, let that be known. If there is a rager, if people are going to be wearing T-shirts, it should be known, I think.
Exactly.
Front and center.
That was where I first learned about horchata. And,
oh, really?
The liquor that you make. They have rum chata. That's where I first had rum chata.
Educational stuff, party.
Exactly. Chris Cabin, you are up.
Yeah. One last good time at the RoboCop remake.
Okay.
Hey, gang. Huge fan. I've been listening since 2015 when you were getting me through many warehouse work shifts. I hear this all the time. We are really big in warehouses.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Like. Thank you, guys.
Yes, guys, thank you so much.
Those people are doing a real job, and we're entertaining them with a fake job.
And I've heard a lot of these warehouses are near Las Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, there are a lot of warehouses in Las Vegas. I don't think they're all there, but they are there. I've been waiting for a good time to write in a movie-related disaster. With the recent episode of RoboCop, the remake, this was a perfect time.
All right, let's go. Let's get fucking embarrassed on the internet.
It's 2014, and I'm 21 in my first adult relationship. This boyfriend and I had been friends in high school and in college became very close and eventually dated. Things were going well, and we were having fun. One of our favorite activities was going to the movies, of course. One day, we make plans to see the RoboCop remake. Bad plan. I'm going to say that right now.
You're setting your day up for failure.
Yeah, you should really like clear out the rest of the day because you're going to have to make up for it. I honestly can't remember why I hadn't seen the original, and it's not my typical movie.
All right.
I meet him at his house, and he drives us from there. The ride to the movies was a little awkward, but I didn't think anything of it. We're watching the movie, and there's definitely an odd tension. I keep my hand on the armrest, leaving it available for him to hold it, and he never does. Which is strange for what we usually do. That would be strange if you were going a whole movie with your romantic partner and you never like touch them or anything. Like, not to say you have to go the full finger or anything like that, but like you have, touch I play. Feel like there's some intimacy.
Well, because armrests is always like a battle for real estate at the movies anyway. So
that's
if you
true.
Have
yeah,
someone
yeah, yeah.
that you can share it with and it's not awkward, like let's dig into that immediately.
Yeah. It that feels like I would also be like, there's something up here. Although that I'm overthinking in my head for most of the movie, although that's just as well since the movie sucked.
yeah, you were probably doing more thinking than the movie was doing thinking.
Oh, true. That scene where they showed his remaining body parts to him for the first time disturbed me beyond belief. It did me too, and also just made me bored.
Being disgusted and bored at the same time is quite a
horrible
feeling.
Mix. Really, really bad one. The movie ends, and we drive back to his house, where I think we're about to go inside and fool around, because, well, we're 21 years old.
What was I'm curious what the impetus was for the drive to my house, and then we'll take my car to the movies. Why aren't we just meeting at the movies? What is the stop off?
Well, because you're going back to the same place to go fuck it anyway, right?
So I guess we're just saving some time around. That way.
Save some gas, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Yes. I mean, at the time, it was probably a little better than what gas prices are now. But still, you want to be, you know.
True.
Look, yeah, I like that they're high. It's freedom pricing.
Good. As I go to leave the car, he says, "Wait, we need to talk." Oh boy.
Oh no.
The last thing anyone wants to hear. My heart drops to my stomach. He tells me it's felt like friends hanging out lately and doesn't think
He picked the worst movie. He wanted to kill the vibe.
Yes.
Oh,
put you in a bad mood just to prepare you.
No, 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 no. Fuck that, though. You made this person sit through RoboCop. You made yourself sit through RoboCop 2014 only to do the deed after the fact. Dude, don't even bother with the movie, man.
Yeah, I would have said just, you know, break up. Even if it's, I know it's a cowardly move, but just over the phone, if you have to do it, just do it. Get it over, rip the Band-Aid. It's what it is. We'll work. I'm in complete shock, jaw on the floor, and I'm speechless until I utter, "You're breaking up with me?" Not picking up on the rhetorical question, he responds with a sheepish, "Yeah."
Oh, man.
Not helpful. He says he wanted to take me out for a nice day to the movies. Well, you failed at that, sir.
Dude. No, this isn't like when you give a dog ice cream before it has to go over the rainbow bridge. Like, that's
Couple
not
burgers.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to take you to the nice movies before we do this. Oh my God.
You know what? Honestly, if you think like that, if you have a brain like that, just fill up my gas tank then. Why? If you really want, like, if you're going to spend the money anyway and all that shit, give me something I can use, like a full fucking tank of gas. That would really help.
Oh, man, just so we can have a last date. Oh,
that sucks. So we can have a last date. Boy, he picked the wrong movie for that. Anytime I see anything about this remake, I think of my quote-unquote last meal before relationship euthanasia. I mean
exactly.
the dog thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Luckily, a few months later, I ran into an old friend at the bank who also went through a breakup for similar reasons.
RoboCop 2014.
I wonder what did he think of RoboCop 2014? See, a fan. We're best friends and who have been married for almost 8 years.
Fuck yeah,
that's nice. In fact, during the WHM episode when you were discussing which came out first, I knew that RoboCop came out before Birdman because I remembered this disaster and that I had seen Birdman with my now husband.
Excellent. I Very love good. How you can movies are like little markers on the road of life. You know what I mean?
Yes, they really do. They paint your lifespan.
That's awesome.
Do you ever remember when movies came out based on who you saw it with? Or do you have any movie-related breakups? Thanks for all the laughs over the years and the hilarious live shows I've been lucky enough to catch in Boston. Thank you. Shannon from Massachusetts. Thank you
Thank
so much,
you,
Shannon.
And Massachusetts has airports that take you right to Las Vegas.
That's right. You get right there. You probably get a direct flight to Las Vegas from
pretty nice Massachusetts service right to Las Vegas.
You burned yourself there because there's going to be other ones, and you're not going to be able to use the airport one for the next letter. You gotta watch yourself.
Can't he though? And won't he try?
But like a delayed flight, I'll circle around the airport thing for a while.
Sure. I cannot. I have only been through one breakup in my entire life, and it was very mild and it had only I think we'd been dating for like 3 months. It was a very short thing, and it was just a text thing. It was not a big deal. So I don't have any great breakup stories, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I'm pretty confident though that my a girl I dated in high school made the decision that she was going to break up with me after we had the choice of going to a party with friends of hers or going to the multiplex where we worked. Chris and I worked. She didn't work there. To see the Kevin Spacey film K-Pax.
Oh, wonderful.
It was like kind of a fight, and then we went to see K-Pax, and I'm sure while watching K-Pax, she was like, this is done.
Yes. Oh, my God. Now, the only thing that even comes close is I took a lady I was sweet on, we were young, into Freddy Got Fingered, right? This popular new release.
Oh, yeah. This big comedy guy. We've seen him on MTV. He's got a motion picture out now.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't think we ever spoke again. Almost an item. Freddie put a stop to that.
But it's like one of those things, like if you and her were like driving down the road on a dark and stormy night and you fucking ran somebody over and killed him and then drove away, you'd be like, we can't be friends anymore because we can't talk about this anymore. It's the same thing. You saw Freddie Got Fingered with this person, and it was like, we just can't even speak anymore.
I would have rather.
I want this erased from my life.
I'd rather have seen someone hit with a car.
Someone's got to get hit by a car.
I just remember the elephant penis the most.
That's all anyone can remember.
I imagine Thomas Greenstein definitely was hit by something in that. It might have been a bus, but I think he got hit by some vehicle. I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I'm loving Tom Green's life, living in like rural Canada on a farm. He was just on stage. Did you see this, Chris?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he's the guy. He used his money correctly. If anybody, I was going to give an example for, like, he had a very limited amount of time where he was popular.
Yep.
But like, he used all of that to really set up a decent life for himself, and I'm really happy for him.
And he seems like totally, like, he got remarried. He seems like totally zen about like living his life. But he was on stage with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, good for him.
What were they singing? Was it Break Stuff?
I think it was Break Stuff, but it might have been a less known tune for all I know. I'm pretty sure it's Break Stuff.
Also, to the other part of Shannon's question, I remember when movies come out, a lot of the time, based on like who I saw it with, but also like where I saw it helps me sometimes like place things.
Yeah, that always helps. The only one I really remember is because I went to, I had an internet girlfriend when I was younger.
Hell yeah.
And I went to visit her in Kentucky.
E-girl.
She invented it. But she certainly had. Thank you. I saw both the X-Files movie and Armageddon with her. And I remember those very clearly.
Oh, nice.
To say. Next one's Andrew.
Okay, let's see. The Bear Did It is the subject line. Hello, gentlemen. Firstly, I would like to thank you for all you do. Your podcast has helped me get through plenty of hours of boring work as a truck driver, as well as kept me entertained through a few hundred miles of walks and runs last year.
You could drive that truck or walk or run to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All roads go to Las Vegas.
Use your brain. See, you don't have to go back to the airplane. You can go.
Well, you predicted I'd go back to the airplane. I did the airplane.
That's
once,
on me.
But we'll see. The airplane might come
back. Right. That's right, Chris. It is your fault. I'm writing in, answering the call for tales of poorly timed number twos. This story goes back to the winter of 2019-2020. I was going through a breakup and got out of the town I was living in to go visit my mates back in our college town. I was staying at a friend's house, and that night myself, my friend, his girlfriend, and a few others went out to a concert. They don't say what the concert is, which leads me to believe they're embarrassed.
Local, or I think that's a local band, a not very well known.
Sure, I would just saw some live music
for the folks at home. We should explain what a number two is. That is that's like a defecation out of your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where all the defecating happens.
Well, we have someone in the chat who's very nice, who's learning English, and want to help him out.
Oh well,
there you go. It's
worst place to study it is listening to three.
Honestly,
of us talk
do right not now. Repeat anything we say in public.
Oh, please. All please, right. God.
We proceeded to have plenty of drinks and several nose beers until about 1:30 when there was only 30 minutes to stop at a gas station to buy more beer for the rest of the night. All right. I decide.
Plenty of nose beer in Las Vegas, I think.
Oh, yeah. You can. Oh, yeah. Las Vegas will hook you up with nose beers. let's see. I decided to leave the show early and drive to the gas station, grab a couple cases of beer, and then I would meet my buddy back at his place to finish the night's festivities. Sounds like a plan. When I got to my buddy's house, nobody was home, so I sat on his front porch and cracked a few beers for myself. Having a beer or two and chain-smoking a handful of cigarettes, the nose beers decided to wear off a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
That's not good.
No. Prompting a feeling I had not had all night. A growler had been brewing. Being locked out of the house, I didn't have anywhere else to go. So I went round back, dropped trow, and laid one of the largest turds I've ever dropped on a pile of leaves.
That's one thing you do. Like, I haven't even done cocaine. Sorry, nose beers.
Please.
I have never. I haven't had many nose beers in my life. I've had no nose beers in my life. But I do know for a fact that it keeps you stuck up back there.
Yeah,
it will stop it. Whereas cigarettes, on the other hand, loosen you up. Ooh. So, like, you're already fucking yourself here, buddy.
Yeah, this is so, the rest of this is probably.
So you
be
do
bad,
your
I
nose
think.
Beard. Yeah, you chew a cigarette. Same time, keep things level.
Keep regular. Yeah, that's how you keep it regular.
Not my proudest moment, but this thing needed to get out of me. I covered the turd with some more dried leaves and made sure it was where nobody would step in it. I hike my pants back up and go around front and lower the hole. I think, and lo and behold, my buddy shows up within 5 minutes.
This is also, this is terrible. It's not mistakable for dog feces. You know, people are going
to,
your defense here is like, Bigfoot was just here.
That's the only thing you can do, dude, because it's, it is an
close
upright
enough.
Organism. A bipedal organism fucking took that shit. We go inside and we have ourselves a wonderful evening going into the morning. A few days later, I go back to the town I was living in with my ex for a few weeks and didn't think anything of it. Then about a month later, I go back to my college town to stay with my buddy again. As I see him walk into the house, he warned me not to leave any food in my car. Because he's found bear poop last month or so. Because he's found bear poop in his backyard. He hasn't been able to let his dog play outside for the last month or so due to fear of the bear. He told me he was planning on moving so he could have a place to let his dog run around. Uh-huh. I didn't have the heart to tell him that the bear turd in his backyard was actually mine. And all the bears in the region would have been hibernating in late December.
This is all on your friend. I'm sorry. Like, if anybody's seen a bear turd, there's no way you would even use it. It's humongous.
I know that this guy had this nose beer shit, but, like, no.
No, no, no.
My poop forced one of my best friends to move.
Well, you know, it's also something you can't cop to. So I think you did the right move here by just keeping mum about it. Wow.
I don't know, man. As it turns towards, like, incurring a bunch of, like, expenses to move because of it.
Well, it was his expenses, not mine.
I would cop.
If I'm the shitter, not the shitty.
Jesus Christ, Eric.
I've still not told him about the source of the poo, so Sam, if you're listening, it was me. I'm sorry for any hardship. My bowel movement may have caused you. Again,
Yeah, I mean, you should. It's good to launder your guilt through us, I guess, is the real lesson.
Precisely.
Here. If you ever want to confess to anything, get us get the line, email us. We can do your dirty work.
We'll take
for
confession.
You,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Again, thank you guys for everything you do. Keep up the good work, and I hope to see you guys perform live in Washington, D.C. sometime. All the best.
Gee, I know Washington, D.C. for a fact, right, Chris? There's a wonderful airport
Jesus
that you can get a direct flight, I'm sure, to Las Vegas, because Washington, D.C. is full of all of our nefarious and evil lawmakers, and they need a quick trip for sin.
Yes, Sin City. Yes.
Oh, my God. That was some story.
That's wild. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that is... The guy moved.
That's the thing is I would usually go the coward route like Eric, but like I, once Once I found out about moving, I think I'm just going to cop to it. I shit in your lawn. You know, that's not the worst thing to cop to, ultimately. Not the best, but you know what? I'm going to save my friendship here and just be like, you know what? I took a shit on your lawn. It was during, I'm sorry, I should have had more nose beers. That would have saved this whole thing.
Because also, I mean, you know, it's not like you wrecked his car. You just shit on his lawn. Like,
yeah, it's embarrassing, but whatever.
It's okay. It's totally okay. Sure.
Don't admit it.
Eric, don't. Coward yes. through and through. That's the Eric
it's okay to have
of
a
all
secret.
Statements. Yes. Go to your deathbed with a lot of stuff. Get a treasure trove ready for when you go.
All right, Eric, as punishment, you have to read the next one.
This ain't Steel Magnolias XXX.
Uh-oh.
Right? That's sort of like in the porn parody type of title.
Yes. That's what they do nowadays. It's this ain't Avatar. Or this ain't a Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Oh, is it?
Which
is
like, one of those? That's so. Oh, yeah,
probably
I'm sure. But that's so uncreative, right? Like, why not an actual parody title? You know what I mean?
Because I'm going to tell you exactly why, and we've had this discussion of about our own thing, SEO. That is so people are totally
what about,
to
like, Buttpool versus Wolverpee or something.
Well, that's great. But that's what Chris is saying.
They want people searching for, they want to get people searching for the real movie to then be conned or delighted into renting the pornography.
Right. And it would be too long if it was like Buttpool and Wolverpee : a Deadpool and Wolverine porno. Mm, you know what I mean? That's too much. That's too much.
You can't put. Luis Guzman cannot put that on his, you know, marquee when he's trying to, you know, show you the movie. You can't do that. It's too much.
Hey, guys. I'm a devoted listener, multiple time emailer. I worked at Blockbuster for almost a decade, and we had many stories floating around but I wanted to tell you my favorite.
Oh, nice.
A man rented Steel Magnolias for his elderly mother. But apparently it wasn't properly checked in and had been returned with a porn DVD inside.
Terrorism. This is real movie store terrorism. Yep. It happens all the time, but really, these are terrible people. The FBI should have gotten them.
It had a suggestive cover on the front of the DVD and everything. There was a new employee working the register when the man angrily stomped in to return it. He held the DVD case open and thrust it into the cashier's face. This is what my mother got when she rented Steel Magnolias. The cashier said without missing a beat, did she enjoy it?
Oh, legendary.
Oh, I love it. It was him. Randall from Clerks here.
Yes.
He was fired that day, but man, I loved his spirit. Maybe if we kept people like him on staff, Blockbuster would still be in business. Or maybe not. Probably not. Anyway, love you guys. Thanks for all the laughs. Jamie Lee in Mobile, Alabama.
Thank you, Jamie Lee.
And you could be mobile driving out to Las Vegas.
That's a huge.
August 6th, we'll be talking Star Trek Wrath of Khan. And of course, remember, this is at the Rio Hotel and Casino Resort.
That's right.
Lovely. Lovely,
and
Rio.
Of course, also Friday. August 7th, we'll be talking Star Trek Generations, 10:30 p.m. show. It's gonna be lurid.
Ooh, pretty blue. Really bad one. Pretty blue.
And what's the last one, Chris? I'm forgetting.
It's First Contact. We're doing that on Saturday, August 8th. It's my favorite Star Trek. I will be bright of spirits. And it's not a late one.
No,
right?
It's 7:30.
This one's a normal 7:30.
There's two at 7:30, one at 10:30. I encourage you to come to them all. I mean, you might as well if you came all the way from Alabama.
Yes.
You know what's rad? I just got like some letter from the convention or like a email update or whatever. And they're doing some screenings of some of the classic TV episodes and some of the movies. And the cool thing is, if you're out there at the convention just in Vegas, you can go see sometime on Saturday First Contact. And then you can or on Friday, excuse me, you can see the movie. And then Saturday we're doing the show of it. So that's cool
awesome.
1-2 right there.
Yeah.
And if you're seeing a movie beforehand, then you can catch that dirty ass late show we're going to have.
And again,
10:30.
You do not need convention passes to attend, even though it is at the Star Trek convention. But think about all the people watching you can do here while you're waiting for this show. It should be very exciting. And there's also tons of celebrities that are going to be wandering around. I saw James Callis is going to be there the day before. That's Gaius Balta from Battlestar Galactica. If Steve was here, his eyes would be going crazy, lit up.
I was just nodding politely.
I do like that show, so I'm excited
Shatner's
to see him.
Shatner's going
to
be there, probably with a security detail a mile long.
Yeah, the Shat's going to be there. You know, I'm excited, dude. I want to bump into Robert Picardo.
Yeah,
Robert Picardo's going to be out there. The Doctor from Voyager. I fucking love that dude. The Doctor's one of my favorite Trek characters. If I'm riding in an elevator with Robert Picardo, it's going to be
like the Lady Gremlin. I will be
the Lady Gremlin.
That was it was a bathroom. It was a bathroom. Well,
for me, that's in Vegas.
Same difference.
Could be a bathroom. I'll show you when you're out there.
Robert Picard, I love him in Star Trek, but I would be asking him about 976 Evil and if he has any memories of that horror.
Fuck, I forgot he's in that.
He'd probably
movie.
Say no and give you a shitty look.
That's, you know what? I'm looking for that. That's what I prefer.
I went all the way to Las Vegas and all I got was this shitty look from Robert Picardo.
Worth it.
All right, Chris, we got the last one here. Take us into the home stretch.
The Shaw Brothers present Hong Kong Stomach Bug. Dear WHM, love the podcast. You guys are great. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you very much. I'm submitting the story in celebration because we got this way back when.
Oh, I see. This is a while ago. This was originally sent to coincide with White Guy Karate Month.
White Guy Karate Month. I practice martial arts casually, and over the summer, the founder of the school I go to was offering a Hong Kong Kung Fu history tour.
Okay.
7 days in Hong Kong, visiting temples, martial arts schools, and historical sites.
That
I jumped at
rocks.
It. Yeah, if I had more of this, I might have stayed at karate school. a couple of friends and I decided to add a couple of days at the end of the trip and hop over to Thailand before coming home.
Uh-oh.
Very nice.
Yeah. You better not be smuggling nose beers back to the United States.
Yeah, no. Seriously. We don't want a fucking red corner situation.
You might be dead already. It was great. It was a great trip, and we got to see filming locations from several Shaw Brothers movies, Enter the Dragon, and the pinnacle of White Guy Karate films, Bloodsport.
Nice. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yes. 4 days into the 9-day trip, I decided to do a quick dinner and get some sleep. The mall had a Burger King, but I was after a local flavor, so I found a regional fast food restaurant to experience. The food was miles above McDonald's or Burger King.
Okay.
But alas, fast food.
Oh, is this
going to
turn into another puking and shitting thing?
It's more shitting than puking, but yes.
Oh, excellent.
The chicken was a little cold, and I should have known better and just stuck to the rice.
Okay. You know, don't want to be fucking around with chicken. Oh, God.
It is a tough one. Usually should just go with beef in those situations. 24 hours later, I was sitting on my hotel room toilet while the rest of the tour group I was with went out for drinks. Disappointing, but I resolved to get my guts squared away in time for the next happy hour. I'm getting the feeling that's not going
to
happen.
No, this just from that, it's like cut to, I've been in this situation. Yes. You get that flop sweat. I'm totally naked on the fucking toilet. All the clothes are in like the corner of the hotel bathroom. Like,
well,
you weren't going
out. You do that outside the dojo until they let you in. 12 days, you're just shitting outside.
Just to prove that you're worthy.
They agree to train you.
I barely made it through the night. Every couple of hours, I had to get up and evacuate my bowels.
Oh, God.
It was the most inhumane sleep deprivation torture conceivable. In the morning, I decided to do laundry before the tour started since I was already up early, and also because I desperately needed to. The machines in the laundry room required tokens from the front desk, so I emptied myself as much as I could, showered, and evacuated again, put on my last set of clean clothes, and went downstairs to the desk.
At least you weren't shitting in the shower. That's
no.
By the way, I love the term evacuate for this type of stuff.
Oh, it's totally, great. Dude. Yeah.
Got to get it out.
Use that one. It's a nice one.
Get out.
You know, like, get out, Franny,
you picture, like, you know, people, like, running down the staircase of your bowels to evacuate, you know?
Right. Like, all the little turds, like, running down the staircase. Like, it's 9/11 happening, and they're trying to get the hell out of there.
I love this old story. God. Steve, since he's not here, I can tell this story. He used to tell me that he always imagined when he was like going somewhere and he was holding in his shit, he always imagined it as like George Wendt at a big lever holding back and just, I can't hold it anymore.
Yes.
Somebody get somebody else on this. We can't do this much longer. And it's stayed with me since I heard it the first time.
I think about it all the time. And sometimes I will just say to him, like, oh, man, oh, sorry, I was late. George Wendt was working overtime. And he
lost
and
the
he
battle.
Knows what
he
I
did.
Mean.
Luckily, there were only two people in line, so I wouldn't have to be there long. I felt a gurgle in my stomach and pressure build in my bowels. It's a fart, right? I just pooped twice. There's nothing left in the tank. It must be
never
a fart. It wasn't
trust
a fart.
Fart, okay?
No.
You know, especially,
you gotta be careful.
Especially once you become an older man.
Yeah. If you're dealing with liquid down there, you really can never trust it. I clamped back down as fast and hard as I could.
No.
But the damage had been done.
No one's got that quick of a trigger finger, my friend.
No. Nobody's good like that. That's no, but there's no Jesse James out there for this stuff. The concierge waved me over, and I quietly spoke to God for the first time in nearly 30 years before taking three stiff, agonizing steps towards the desk. I remember Steve's warning about rollout. While the concierge was running the transaction for the tokens, I surreptitiously checked my person. Thankfully, my shorts were not spotting as far as I could tell. However, I had felt a trickle down my leg when I walked to the desk.
Oh, God.
I pretended to glance down at my shoelaces, and I saw three horrific light brown drops on the pristine tile floor between my feet. I was mortified, yet also slightly relieved that that's all that had escaped my underwear.
So it's like holding it all in like a bra down there right now.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, just please, just for a little longer.
God,
it's dripping and dropping.
It sounds like the drops have stopped. This is the extent
juice.
Of the drops, it seems, but it is poop juice. About this time, the aroma was beginning to waft, and I realized I had seconds before my crime would be noticed. I quickly thanked the concierge for the tokens and walked to the elevators, trying to be as natural as possible while also not disrupting the wretched water balloon.
You know what you
hands.
Do? You just
oh,
like,
no
you,
way.
You, if someone like looks at it, you go, I sweat brown. And it's a weird medical thing. My father sweat brown.
You know what? It's been muddy out there, hasn't it? It's been really bad out there. Yeah, I know there hasn't been rain in 5 days, but you know, it's pretty muddy.
This weather smells today, huh?
Pretty bad.
Was that wrong to shit on the floor? Because I have to plead ignorance. The last hotel that I stayed in, people were shitting on the floor in the lobby every which way.
They asked us to do it. They were all
concierge,
about
concierge, could you point me to your bed of leaves that you probably have laying around?
Yes. The elevator was mercifully empty, and I jammed the closed doors button all the way up to my floor to prevent anyone else from joining my increasingly fragrant ascent. I power waddled to my room and climbed directly into the shower, clothes and all. I barely paused to take off my shoes.
Oh.
I showered, shat, showered again, then did my laundry. Hong Kong health and safety laws don't allow pharmacies to stock Pepto.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Guys. Why?
What?
Come on. So I had to get more local remedy. It worked too well, in fact. Given the choice, though, I much prefer being stopped up instead of the flowing free. I agree.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
100%. Oh, my God. I managed to rejoin the tour for the rest of the trip, however. I always had to bow out mid-afternoon as my medicine was wearing off, and I didn't get to enjoy a happy hour until the very last day. Well, at least you got that one.
Oh,
you got one at the very end.
Yeah.
Several days later, I nearly cried when I finally took a solid, fibrous, satisfying shit after playing Russian roulette with toilets all over Southeast Asia. So that's it. My story of shitting myself in public. I hope this doesn't put anyone off traveling to Asia. It's not Asia's fault. Well, I mean, the food a little bit. It's an awesome place to visit, and despite it all, I've been dying to go back. JP, from NYC.
Thank you, JP.
Oh,
thank you,
JP. Wow.
That's bad
Glad
stuff,
Glad you
man.
Made it, buddy.
I've been in the situation. I got to tell you, mine was not even nearly as bad as this. This this is real bad stuff. I would be deeply embarrassed by all this. Thank you for sharing your shame.
It sounds
with
like
us.
You want to share what happened to you.
It was just last time we were in Toronto, I had a stomach bug for about 2-3 days.
Oh, yeah.
And I was held up in a Toronto hotel room, just barely holding things together. I must have figured out some system to work it out, because like I didn't even have, I did have Pepto and Imodium, after like the first like 2 days, I was pretty good. After I had to make my stops, like the man here. But I at least had control over the situation after about 2 days. So I was thankful enough for that. I got to see most of the movies I wanted to see.
I think I mentioned this once before, probably a few times. Once I was driving across the United States, and let's just say I had to spend a few days in Amarillo, Texas,
man,
in a motel. And I was like in the tub, and I was like, how is it? And I mean, it was like, this was like a both end situation. And then like, just like in the tub afterwards, I'm like, how do I feel like the water feels like the rump, the splish splash. I feel that internally. And it was a terrible time.
You were turning into Bruce Davidson. Yes. From X-Men.
Yes.
You're just slowly turning into a water balloon. I was that you told me that was norovirus, though. Right?
I don't know what that was. My brother wanted me to go to the hospital. I'm like, no doctors.
Veterinarians only.
It was probably was, because it put me out for quite a time. The rest of the drive, I was like feverish and just drove, you know, back from Texas to New York while I was sick the entire time.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Scott Blackmire comments, New Orleans Mardi Gras is not a place you want to have this happen. Don't ask how he knows, though. We won't.
Well,
use a different name and email me right now. Just to get I know it's embarrassing. Just use your guess what? Your Matt. For these cases, you're Matt.
And what email address is that they could submit to?
That is weallhatemovies@gmail.com.
There you go. There and you is. Might be on the air in a future installment of Mailbag.
That's right. That's right. We like doing these. So yeah, get those letters in. Weird stories, hot takes about movies you want us to weigh on. Weigh in on like ages old family arguments about movies or television. We'll settle that shit for you. Don't worry about it. We love doing that stuff. And you know, every once in a while some relationship advice. If you can promise that you've searched everywhere else first. weallhatemovies@gmail.com. That is going to do it for this edition of the Mailbag. But before we go, Eric.
Yes. Well, I want to really quickly mention, I mean, JP, you're a traveling type of person. We're traveling to Vegas from New York. That means it's possible for you to do that as well. And I am sure they have Pepto.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I can say.
We
were there recently, and I just have it there. I always like to have it in my little case, just in case.
Well, you know what I always like to have, just in case, is tickets to these shows in case I'm in Las Vegas. So that's Thursday, August 6th at 7:30. We'll be talking Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Friday, August 7th at 10:30. That's going to be the late night show. We'll talk about Kaka there some more. We're doing Star Trek Generations. And Saturday, August 8th at 7:30, we are talking Star Trek First Contact.
Hell yeah. It is going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are on sale now. You can just go over to our website, whmpodcast.com, and get them there. But fellas, I think that's it. We're going to have to close down the mailbag here.
Yeah.
That's all the letters that have been selected to be read today. But thank you so much for tuning in or rewatching or downloading the audio after the fact. Share this around. Mailbags are always a lot of fun. Until the next time, I've been Andrew Jr.
Eric Siska.
Chris Cabin.
Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.